TikTok.org. Click radio.org.
Okay, so my mood has been restored, but I still don't have a phone call from the request E, and it's making me sad. I really want to talk to you, so I think I'm just going to keep talking until you call. Nobody's going to get to listen to music, and it's all your fault. Yep.
Call.
Yep.
I doubt your fingers are broken, because you typed in the request for the song, so...
Exactly. 1-888-212-5545. You can do it. I believe in you. Place a bet blow. I love that song so much.
I was just about to say we should torture the requestee with our own singing until they call.
When I was here, when I used to co-DJ with She Who Shall Not Be Named. We thought that we were singing along with the music, but we weren't. We thought we were playing the music under our miking. Nope, we were just singing on air for like 2 hours. And we have like a lot of viewers for us. I think it was like... like 120 or something.
Damn.
Yep. Because everybody was like, hey, these girls are singing. Go listen. And I was... it was bad. We had somebody call in to talk to us. And we're like, so how do we sound with the song? Are we off key? And he's like, there's no music. And I'm like, what? She's like, no, you have to be wrong. There's music. Nope. I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified. Dane Cook is in our queue. Why do we have Dane Cook on Sam? Awesome. Yeah, but it's not music. Don't tickle me.
There's a bunch of
comedians
on there.
Okay, we're gonna play Dane Cook, Don't Tickle Me. Because I just want to hear it and see what it is.
Yep.
Alright, here you go.
You know what I hate? The one thing I hated growing up more than anything else? I hated being tickled. Tickling is the worst. Because...
that was totally worth it. Although I don't understand why we have Dane Cook in our queue for a radio station, that was pretty funny. I'm going to search Dane Cook and see how many we have.
See if there's Eddie Murphy on there.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, he used to be a comedian. I have some of his stuff on my app.
What? What shit did he say? What did you say?
I don't know. What did you say?
That's not a good one.
He was fucking spectacular. Excuse you. I'm looking at a picture of a skull barfing confetti.
The only Eddie Murphy things that we have are songs.
Ugh, of course. Boogie in My Butt?
Nope. Aww. I'm a Believer and Live in La Vida Loca.
Okay, he's a talented singer, too.
Dane Cook. Abducted. Banff. Bathroom, bonus track, car accident, car alarm, creepy guy at work, don't tickle me, we already listened to that, dream house, exaggerating girlfriend slash bachelor, that one sounds funny, what's that one? Exaggerating girlfriend slash bachelor.
This girl that I was seeing, this is why we had to break it off, because I don't like, that's how sad and lonely you are, you won't even buy bulbs.
That was funny. You took a 100-hour coma. Stop it.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
You are so cute. Baby seals and puppy dogs send each other postcards of you.
Thank you.
I stole it from a comic, but I still mean it.
Oh, this one's called Head. Let's listen to this
God.
One. Fuck and Vagina? We'll listen to that one next. All right. Here we go. Head.
You always want head. We love it. We love it. We always have to watch, right? Careful.
Okay, so something just scared me a lot. Well, that was funny, but anyway. Ben, do you remember Colin Stevens? Okay. His statuses, like, they're always, like, super funny or, like, historically accurate, right? His status right now? If the government really does shut down, who wants to go looting with me later? Papa needs a new TV. And somebody was like, where did you hear this? And he's like, have you turned on your television lately? What's going on with the government?
The Republicans and the Democrats are being little pussies and fighting. So pretty much they're shutting down the government for a couple days or so.
What?
Because nobody can agree on anything to save money. And shutting down, like, making sacrifices and doing serious stuff. But
that's not a good idea. Uh-oh. They shouldn't do that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But that would be cool. Okay, so I had this dream. Alright? I had this dream that I was like half asleep in bed and I heard this noise. And just like in my head, just immediately, I didn't even like, didn't even miss a beat. I'm like, that was a sonic boom. I'm like, the world is coming to an end right now. What am I gonna do? Like, I was planning this out in my head, and then it, like, slowly turned out to, a, like, turned into a dream, and I, like, took my mom's gun and went and found a bus driver and, like, made him give me his bus, and then I came and tried to pick everybody up so that we could be together at the end of the world, right?
Oh,
and I was,
sweet.
Like, I was so scared because, like, people were, like, running around and, like, everything was happening at once and I couldn't find anybody. And then I started finding people and then we, like, got everybody together and we're like, okay, do we have everybody? And then Ben's like, where's TJ? And I'm like, what? Where's TJ? And I'm like freaking out. And we tried to go get him from his house, and his mom's like, no, his knee is hurt. He can't leave. And I'm like, no, he has to leave. The world is coming to an end. And I was like screaming at her. And it was, and I woke up.
Oh my God.
It was bad. I was so scared.
That's probably one of the most awesome dreams I've ever heard about, though.
It was like something like hit the earth, and then like instead of like waves of water, it was like waves of the ground. Like the ground was like a tsunami. Like
that's scary.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was driving a bus. And the world was tsunamiing underneath me, and I was driving a bus. And people were everywhere. It was a crazy dream.
Were you just, like, mowing people down?
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know if I could ever actually hit somebody with a bus.
If the world was ending.
I don't know.
You're saving your friend's lives.
What if that one person would have been able to survive, and I hit him with a fucking bus?
Like, good point.
Okay, so I was talking to Taylor about this, about the end of the world.
And he felt?
And he was, well, no, I wasn't talking to him about the dream. It was like, it was a couple weeks ago. And he was like, yeah, if the world came to an end, I think I'd just take a knife and slit someone's throat. I was like, what? He's like, haven't you ever just wanted to feel, like, what it's like to just, like, have somebody's life in your hands? And, like, their blood on you? And I'm like, no.
Taylor.
That has never crossed my mind.
Only he's like, Taylor and meth heads.
He's like, well, maybe I just, like, slit his throat and then, like, stitch it up and be like, sorry, man, no hard feelings. I was like, okay, you are officially weird. Like, that is creepy.
Wow. Remind me that when the end of the world comes, not to stand near Taylor.
That's what I said. I was like, as long as it's not me or anybody that I care about, I guess go do whatever you want. And he's like, of course I wouldn't do that to you. Like, do it to somebody. That's still fucking scary, dude. What's wrong with you? You just slit someone's throat just to see what it's like and then just be like, no hard feelings. Like, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. People. firemen and policemen and miniature golf course security.
What?
Dane Cook.
That sounds
Let's
boring.
Listen to it. Now I want to listen to it.
Whatever.
Let's listen to it.
When I was a little kid, I thought I wanted to be a fireman. I think a lot of guys did.
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't that funny. But I mean, it was kind of funny. Just play some miniature
he has
business.
His good moments.
I just love Dane Cook. I said it. I love Dane Cook.
The caller still hasn't called.
I know. This is
ridiculous. First you depress us with that freaking song, and now this. Thank you for ruining our night.
That's what I have to say to you.
I fought in your general direction. Gotta love Monty Python.
You know, we haven't played any music because you are not calling. This is increasingly becoming a problem. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's a radio show. You're blocking the radio part of it.
Hindering the music of the night.
What?
This is bad. This is very bad. We have an hour and a half for you to call. And I would love to play some more Glitter Princess if you would just call. Just love it.
Maybe they're embarrassed. Maybe we insulted them.
I take it back.
We love you. We
just call.
We want to get to know you. Do we need that number again?
We could play some 20 questions or something. That might be fun.
Yeah.
1-888-212-5545. 1-888-212-5545. 1-888-212-5545. 1-888. Wait. 1-888-212-5545.
1-888-212-5545. Yep.
Staring at the phone. It's not ringing.
Seriously, dude, come on. Or dudette.
Staring. That's the worst noise to hear of the radio. Staring. Staring at the phone. Staring.
There's nothing wrong with you that reincarnation won't cure. But Jack E. Leonard.
I don't believe in reincarnation.
So. You don't have to.
What does that mean? That just means I'll never get better?
Nope.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. I like that. That was a mood lifter. I have to pee.
Go. You've had to go for like an hour.
I know. And I still have to pee.
I want to eat an apple.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay.
What do we do with this? Just play crappy music.
Crappy music.
Maybe if we play their kind of music, they'll come back. Okay, and talk to us.
Let's see. A-B-E-L-E.
What?
Bella. Wait, how is it spelled?
I don't remember.
Okay, hold on. Let me check. There's a history here. A history? Oh, A-D-E-L-E. Best for last, chasing pavements, cold shoulder, crazy for you. Let's see what...
Maybe one of these is good.
What?
Well, come with us.
Outside to eat apples.
Oh, I have to put my pants back on.
Not necessarily.
It's cold.
Maybe.
I'll see if it's cold first.
Best for last, chasing pavements, cold shoulder, crazy for you, daydreamer, first love, hometown glory, melt my heart to stone. Let's do that one. Melt my heart to stone.
That sounds creative.
Right on.
As Ben should with this day and age, but the thing that we worried about from day one, more importantly, was you know, the quality of our song, a longtime friend of mine, and when we were talking about even like the label had thrown in some ideas and our manager for different directors, and
hits on planet Earth are right here.
Woo-hoo!
This is
y'all know the name.